Welcome to Mox on the Mic, your exclusive look into all things Chattanooga athletics. Here's your host, Chris Goforth.
Welcome in this week to Mox on the Mic. Chris Goforth hanging out with you as we get a chance to talk a little bit of Chattanooga football as the season gets closer and closer. We're going to visit with both coordinators today. We're going to visit with offensive coordinator Joe Pizzo. Coach Pizzo's been with us before. He's been around the Chattanooga program for a while. But he's got a returning starter at quarterback in Chase Artopius. We'll get his thoughts on that coming up here in just a bit. And also, Mike Yeager now takes over as the Mox defensive coordinator. He replaces Coach Whammy as Lorenzo Ward moved on. And Coach Yeager takes over. Excited to be able to talk with him because he's got a couple of guys, a couple of spots, including a huge void in that defense he's got to fill as Jay Person has moved on, but he's got a lot of guys coming back as well. We'll get his thoughts on it. We'll get to those conversations in just a minute. Let me remind you right now, though, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review Mox on the Mic, whatever platform, whether it's Apple Podcast, if it's Spotify, wherever you're finding us at. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. We'll keep you updated on everything that's happening in Mox Athletics, including talking a lot more football. We're going to visit with the head football coach in Rusty Wright coming up here in a couple of weeks. So stick around for that. We'll get you ready for the season. Right now, though, let's hop into it. Here's our conversation with Chattanooga offensive coordinator Joe Pizzo. Coach, as always, man, it's good to be able to catch up with you here again before the season starts. Let me get your thoughts on it. How much does it change things to have a returning quarterback coming back for you now in this offense?
It's huge. And it's the first time in, I guess, five seasons that we've had a returning quarterback. So, oh, man, we got a good one at that returning. So it's a lot. It means you can do more offensively. It means, they're in sync with a lot of returning receivers already. So, plus you have just a leadership role of knowing you got a guy that's gone out there and done it, and is pretty good at it. So it's been really good, Chris.
What kind of progress have you seen from Chase here in the early going of fall camp?
Well, you know, the biggest thing with him was he had the shoulder injury last year, so he didn't participate in spring and really didn't start throwing full until late June. So just the fact that he's back full strength and he hasn't missed a beat, obviously he's a lot more comfortable in the offense than he was last year, but everything's gotten better with him, again, from his leadership, knowledge of offense, timing with receivers, able to check plays at the line of scrimmage, just a lot, everything, really.
I got a chance to talk to him the other week and after practice, and he mentioned the fact that, his parents have moved out here now. This is feeling more like home. They're up on Mont Eagle Mountain, and he was able to be around this summer rather than going back and forth to California. How much of a help is that to have him that close throughout the summer months?
I think it's a big help, both, to him mentally. Just getting, being around the guys for a whole year and, just getting acclimated with Chattanooga as compared to Los Angeles, where, he spent most of his time. And the fact that his parents, like you had mentioned, are close, so he can go home on the weekends. And, from a football standpoint, it's fantastic for me because I got to see him work out some this summer. And if he had questions about things, I'm right here in my office most of the time. So, but I think the biggest thing is just, he comfort of being here for a whole year and really being around the team.
How healthy are you guys right now?
That's a good question. In the middle of camp or 15 days into camp. fortunately, knock on wood, we haven't had any major injuries. We're banged up at all positions. We lost, we got a starting offensive lineman banged up. We got tight ends banged up. Our running backs are banged up. The only place we're really not banged up is quarterback right now. But you know, I think all those guys will, you know, will be back here in the next few days, or at least before the opener.
You talk about Chase kind of coming back from his injury last year. I wanted to ask you about Tyrell Ragland as well, an offensive lineman who's had to come back from an injury and now a guy that's in position to be able to contribute a little bit this year.
Yeah, fantastic kid and really a fantastic story. You know, he kid paid his way to come here. He shows up at, you know, 360 pounds, overweight, out of shape, the whole nine yards. And, you know, and then has a knee injury. You know, and I don't want to say we wrote him off, but he's kind of in the background. You know, you don't think about him because he didn't really play for us. And, you know, now he's, you know, he's rehabbed that knee. He's dropped a bunch of weight and just, you know, become a good player for us. I mean, he really has. And he's a great kid. So, you know, you love to see it.
Let me get your thoughts a little bit on the running back position. I mean, a limb forward has been such a big part now for, I don't know, the last 4 or 5 years, I guess. We, you know, the conversation kind of centered around a limb when you talked about the Chattanooga offense. What are you seeing from Reggie Davis that leads you to think that he could have a fantastic season this year when it's all said and done?
You know, just a different type of back than a limb or Geno. You know, he's probably more athletic than both those guys. Obviously, a longer target, a little bit better out of the backfield catching the football. But the biggest thing with him is just his toughness. You know, you question going into camp, you know, are you going to have that hammer that you needed to run the ball up the middle or get 2 yards on third down? And he's proven he can do that and more. So, you know, really sky's the limit for him.
Are we looking at a lot of him and Lance Jackson? Is that kind of the plan, the 1-2 punch, if you will?
Well, Lance has had a really good camp, and yeah, we're going to see Lance. He's a veteran guy that it just happens. You know, he just does good things when the ball's in his hand. But we got a freshman kid in here that's really surprised us too, in Journey Weich, who, you know, you don't expect true freshmen to come into play, but he's done a nice job, so he's going to be in there too. And we've got some other guys over there too. One of them's banged up right now with an ankle, and that's not a good thing at running back. But another explosive kid that's going to play. So, Chris, that was a position we were really worried about depth, because you go through them during the year. But I think we've got probably 4 or 5 guys that we feel pretty good about there.
Well, you talk about depth now. Let's knock on wood when we say this, but I don't know how, as the offensive coordinator, you cannot be excited about this wide receiver group that you have. Nunu Watley, let's start with him. I think there's plenty of these guys we can talk about, but I want to start specifically with Nunu because, you know, he's just the skill set coach is there, it feels like, for him to really have a massive year, especially with Chase being back at quarterback.
Yeah, Nunu is an explosive player. I mean, he can really run, and he's tough, and he's really good, you know, after the catch. And, you know, all the preseason accolades that he's been getting, he deserves and he earned. You know, he's obviously going to be a target. I hope we can get him the ball as much as we did last year. I think, you know, defenses are gonna worry about him a little bit, so you never know what kind of coverage he's going to get. If he'll just continue to hone his game and work on individual stuff that he could get better at, you know, he'll be one of the best that have ever played here. But that's his choice, Chris.
What about Sam Phillips now? It seems like when you needed a first down last year, Sam was the guy that would come up on that big crucial third down catch to get a first down and keep the drive alive. A little bit about the progress for Sam from last year to this year.
Sam's a really good player. And Sam, you know, even though I don't know if he was third in receptions, you know, they all had a bunch of receptions last year, but Mr. Consistent out there. Really improved his game, but you said it, he's probably got one of the best set of hands on the team. He plays a lot bigger than what he is. And, you know, I told him last year, I said, Sam, you'd have caught 15 more balls, but you know, you and the kid that left, you never switch sides. I said, he got a lot of balls that were your balls. I said, you got to be more, I don't want to say greedy, but you got to be more aggressive and you'll get the ball in your hands. But he is a super player, and he has had he's had an unbelievable camp. I mean, he really has. And he's going to be a big weapon for us too.
Lastly, just to kind of wrap up talking about the wide receivers, a little bit about Zaire Thornton and another guy that we saw some last year. You mentioned a defection or two out of this group from a season ago. It should open the door for us to see a lot more of Zaire this year, right?
We've got another spot, and we rotate. Zaire did a good job when he got in there for us last year. He was in a lot on our third down packages. He's got some experience, but, you know, we're excited about him. And another freshman kid that we've got coming in that's had a really good camp. And then you got A.J. Little, who played a little bit for us last year when we played him in four games so we could redshirt him. He's another explosive kid. So, oh, and then we got Chris Dahmerkamp too. If you go down the list, a transfer kid that we brought in. So we've got probably five or six kids that we feel really good at that position. Probably our deepest position as far as kids we feel comfortable with that we could put in a game and be successful.
You don't seem to have any hesitation or qualms when it comes to playing a freshman. Is that just, look, if you can prove it in practice, we'll give you the chance to get it done in the game?
Yeah, well, you know, depth is always an issue at our level, just because of scholarship limits that we have. And Chris, I got to be honest with you, I think the game is going to trend that way, where you have to play some freshmen and or redshirt freshmen, sophomore type guys, just with the transfer portal and things like that. So, we're going to get them in there if they can play and they can show they can play at our level pretty quickly. We're going to get them in there, and we've got some good ones that. You know, every position you may very well see a true freshman playing for us some this year.
I got to ask about the tight ends as well. I don't know what it's going to be like the week of the Baylor-McCauley game with Jay Gibson and Dalton Restelli both being in that room. It could get ugly between those two guys, but a little bit about especially Jay, a guy that has chosen to stay here and stick around and has really turned into a valuable piece. And then, look, Coach, I saw both of those guys play in high school. I think Dalton Restelli has a chance to be unbelievable as a Southern Conference tight end.
He does. Jay was probably the best surprise that we got for him wanting to come back and play this last year. And he's been really, really good. And he's not only a good player on the field, but he's great to have around just the tight end room and in the locker room in general. Super player. Dalton's learned a lot from him. And, Dalton has a really high skill set. He just doesn't have the snaps that Jay's got on the field. But we're excited about him, too.
What's the strength of this Chattanooga offense right now?
I think it's the first year, I don't want to name a certain position group because we're really strong at a couple of them. At least we feel like we're strong. I think it's the fact that we have returners at every position, probably the first time that we've been complete on offense since I've been here anyway. We've had really good offensive lines, but we've been either young or excuse me, is not as talented as we wanted to be a wide receiver. We've had a revolving door of quarterbacks. So that hasn't been as solid as we want. But this year we have returning receivers, returning offensive linemen. We got returning running backs. We got returning quarterbacks because we have two of them that have played. And we've got experience at every position. So I think that's really the strength of the whole team is just we've got some experience.
What's your biggest concern right now?
Excuse me, sorry. Just depth in general. Again, like I said, at our level, I think, it's really every level now, but you don't have a lot of experience behind those guys. So if you lose one or two key guys in the offensive line or tight end, so to speak, you don't have experienced game players. You have talent there, but it's not the same as playing in games. So we just got to keep them healthy, Chris.
Coach, appreciate the time. Always good to catch up, man. We'll look forward to seeing you as we go through the season.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate Coach Pizzo giving us a little bit of time. Let's move on now to the other side of the ball. Let's visit with Mike Yeager, replacing Lorenzo Ward as the Mox defensive coordinator. He's in his first year, and he's with us for the first time on Mox on the Mic. Coach, man, appreciate the time. It's good to be able to catch up with you a little bit here before the season starts. Before we kind of get to this Chattanooga team and this Mox defense, I want to talk a little bit kind of about you and your career kind of leading up to this moment of you taking over as Chattanooga's defensive coordinator. Who's had the biggest influence on you as a coach?
You know, I was very fortunate as a player and as a coach in my younger days to work and play for some great guys. And I would say some of the three biggest guys would be Randy Walker, who was my head coach at Miami of Ohio, and then he went on to Northwestern. Terry Heppner, who was also my head coach at Miami, and then I ended up working for at Indiana University. And then Bill Lynch, another guy who, unfortunately, after Coach Heppner passed away, Bill Lynch took over as the head coach in Indiana. He retained me and got a chance to work for him for 4 or 5 years. And those three just kind of taught me the game of football, taught me how to be a coach and how to be a good person.
What's been the biggest change, the biggest adjustment as a coach that you have seen? Because goodness knows, man, we've gone through a lot of changes in college athletics in the last decade. What do you see from a coaching standpoint? What's been the biggest change for you?
You know, football is still football. The game has changed a little bit in terms of the rules, in terms of the protection for the players. So that's changed. It's made the game a little bit faster and a little bit less physical, but it is faster. You know, so when players are moving faster, you do have the potential for bigger hits. I tried to take those away. It's just a different game. When I grew up, when, you know, people huddle, take their time, and, you know, smash mouth football, and you had your time. Now you've got to communicate quickly. I think it's a little bit more of a challenge for the players because of the speed of the game, the tempo, the pace and space, especially defensively, and also young offensive guys having to struggle with how fast the game is. You know, that's the biggest difference. Football's still football, and I've coached every level. It still comes down to blocking, tackling, and fundamentals. It's just, you know, you got to do it a whole lot quicker these days than you used to.
With that being said, has the emphasis on recruiting gone more towards maybe not so much size and bulk, so much as guys that can move and can move quick?
Well, I would say first and foremost, the emphasis on recruiting these days is finding kids who love football. And when I say love football, I mean love the practice, the lift, the grind, not the games. You know, recruiting and social media has, you know, kind of blown up, and it's everybody knows about all the recruiting, but eventually that stuff goes away and you've got to find the right guys to put into your program that want to work and want to play football, play it hard every single day. But yeah, speed's a huge factor. You know, the athletes are getting bigger, faster, and stronger. So even, you know, you don't have a lot of big dumpy guys that you used to have back in the day. You've got big athletes now. And that's what the game's gone to.
Cincinnati native, right?
You got it.
Bengals, Reds, Skyline Chili. Where are you on all that?
All three. I'm diehard okay. Reds and Bengals. I live with them even when they sucked for 30 years. you know, fortunately, we have Joe Burrow now, and I do love Skyline Chili.
Your expectations for this Chattanooga defense?
Well, I have high expectations that, you know, we're going to go out there and play our tails off, know what we're doing, and not give up big plays in terms of through missed assignments and missed tackles. If we just do what we're supposed to do, keep the ball in front of us and play hard, we've got some good football players that will make game-changing plays. We've just got to make it that, you know, we don't allow those big plays to occur. We make the offense earn it, and if we do that, we'll have a very successful year.
What has you excited about being the defensive coordinator at UTC?
Well, first and foremost, the players. I think we've got a good core group of players that will play hard. They will run through you. They're not scared of contact. They're not scared to play football. They're a smart group, which is, to me, vitally important these days, especially when you talk about the speed, the pace, the different formations that you can communicate and being on the right page. And then the other thing is, you know, really like our staff. I think we got a good group of defensive coaches. I think we're, you know, a fine line of challenging these kids, having fun, doing it the right way, and making every day fun to go play football, because that's why you play college football first and foremost, is because it's really, really fun to play football. And it's really fun if you play it well. And that's what we're trying to get to.
What's the adjustment been like? Because you've been here now a couple of years. These guys have been around you. Did that make this adjustment in you taking over the role as defensive coordinator maybe a little bit easier, not just on the players, but on you too?
I think so, for sure. I've been fortunate enough to work for Coach Wright. He's a defensive guy. I've been able to bounce things off and you know, build this defense. You know, Coach Ward, I've been here the whole time with Coach Ward, and you know, kind of seen the ins and outs, the weaknesses, and kind of know the strengths and weaknesses of what we do. And like I said, having Coach right here and that stability has been good. It makes for an easy transition. We're not going to reinvent the wheel and start over defensively. Our guys have a good idea of what we do and what the keys are to the success of our defense. So again, being here is, they know who I am. I try to be a straightforward, honest guy and try to be the same guy each and every day. So it's been easy.
You've been coaching linebackers. So let me get your thoughts on last year's group of linebackers in 2023 to the group that you have this year. Can you give us a little comparison?
Well, you know, it's a lot. Fortunately, it's a lot of the same guys for the majority of the snaps. You know, you're going to see Kobe Joseph and Alex Mitchell and Zion Rutledge, who played a lot of football, and Cam Brown, all four of those guys. And they played a lot of football last year. They've got one more year of growth underneath them. We've got a chance to be pretty good there. Now, we've got to get our eyes right and get our hands right and be where we're supposed to be. But, you know, those four guys, like I said, have already played, and expect them to play a lot of football for us this year. And then you also add some new guys with Landon Fagans and Manny Dixon. Like, we've got a nice little room going there. And like I said, have a chance to be pretty good.
Jay Person is gone. I would imagine you tried to find a way to lock him in a dorm somewhere and not let him leave. But that's the way this game goes. How do you replace a guy like that?
Who, you know, and Jay was unbelievable. And Jay was, he was a football player. He wouldn't do exactly how you wanted every single time, but, you know, he would find a way to make game-changing plays. And so did Ben Bruton. You know, we had such an advantage with those two guys that they were game-changing players. Now, we'll try to replace them, you know, and we're going to try to do it with Joseph Backholz, a good player, Chris Victor, Freeman, Jaden Gaines. We're going to throw some bodies at it. Again, you're not going to go one for one when you're replacing the defensive player of the year in the conference, but we've got to try to get close to that production, that stability, and that type of performance out of those guys.
Talk to me a little bit about Quay Wiggles and just the development that you have seen from him and kind of turning into just this disruptive guy on the defensive line.
You know, I think Quay is – really, really talented. And I think he's had a great camp so far. I don't think he's missed a day. I don't think he's missed a rep. He's been in there working hard. And, you know, this is where you've got to get better at football during camp. He does. He's got a lot of explosion. He has good hands. The sky's the limit for this guy. If he turns it on, he should be unblockable in this league. And when you pair him with Marlon, our other defensive tackle, we should have a really, really, really strong group there, core. And then we've got some backups as well with EJ. We've got some guys here at that position who can be game changers.
Yeah, I talked with Coach Wright about this at Southern Conference Media Day for a second, that it feels like Chattanooga's really had a heck of a run on defensive linemen. I mean, going all the way back to when Rusty was here before as an assistant under Coach Huseman with Davis Tull. I mean, this has turned into D-line University, it seems like, over the last decade or so. What do you look for when you watch film of a high school defensive lineman? What's the first thing you want to see to where you say, this is a kid that can play for us?
Well, I think, first and foremost, we put a huge emphasis on the defensive line and recruiting. It all starts there. You know, for defensive ends, we're looking for some pass rush ability, some length if we can get it, and some guys who can come off the edge with their hands and the ability to dip the corner. At D tackle, you know, we're looking for some bigger guys, you know, and I think we're very fortunate to have, you know, we've got 4 or 5 300-pounders right now, basically playing defensive tackle. And for this level and for our league, I don't think anybody can match that. And I think it's a credit to those guys. Some of those guys, it's funny, there's no exact science to it. Some of those guys came in a little bit smaller and put on weight, like a Quay Wiggles. And then you've got another guy like Montrell Henderson who came in here and lost 40 pounds and completely changed his body. So I think all the credit goes to those guys as well. The big thing you saw on film with all those guys in high school was the explosion and the ability to come off the ball. If we can start with that, then we can work with those guys.
One of my favorite guys to talk to on your side of the ball is Ruben Lowry. It feels like he's been here. I mean, I think he was a teammate of Coach Wright's, if we're being honest. It feels like he's been here for a while. Smart guy, though. Always seems to be a guy around the football. A little bit about Ruben, but also that position that you ask him to play and the responsibility that comes along with that.
Well, Ruben is special. You know, they broke the mold when they made that kid. You know, he does it all. He's a great human being, great in the classroom, great football player. And you watch him practice and he never takes a playoff. He is from sideline to sideline. That position's important when you're playing a 4-2-5. You need a guy who has the ability to cover man-to-man and at the same time is physical and explosive enough to come blitz and beat blocks in one-on-one situations. And Ruben does that. He's one of the best nickels I've ever seen at that position. He's only getting better. And with him being so smart, he knows what the offense is going to do before they're going to do it. And it allows him to get a step up on them. But man, he's a good one. I'm glad he plays for Chattanooga.
Who are we not talking about on the Chattanooga defense that we need to be talking about? Is there a guy that you feel like is going to get more playing time, going to have maybe a better year than we're talking about, the guy that's kind of flying underneath the radar?
Well, you know, I think we are fortunate. We do have a lot of names that people know because they have played some football, some guys who I think will hopefully take the next step and go from being good players to great players. Our one, Jordan Walker at free safety. At strong safety, you have Josh Battle and Trayvon Hobbs, and hopefully can take the next step. Kobe Joseph has shown flashes. We need to keep him on the field and continue to get better. And then another guy that has done well in camp this year is Taylor Smallwood at the corner position. And a guy that's coming in as a freshman who's going to potentially fight for some reps is Benny Mwamba at the corner position. Those are some guys that, you know, hopefully they can have great years for us.
What do you see as the biggest question mark about your defense right now?
You know, just consistency, you know, because we show flashes in practice where we do things right. And you're like, wow, we're pretty darn good. But we've got to get the consistency of all 11 guys doing exactly what they're supposed to do every single play. When we do that, we get a chance to be a top tier defense. If we don't and we only go 10 for 11, then we're going to give up plays and we're going to give up easy plays. And that's what we can't do. Playing defensive football is about making the offense earn it. And if we can do that, we'll have a chance to be pretty darn good. If we don't, then, you know, makes for short drives, frustration, and that's the stuff that we need to eliminate. I feel like we have done that in the last couple of weeks. We just got to continue to get better in that regard.
Coach, appreciate the time, man. Good luck to you, and I know we'll catch up again as we go through the year. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks to Coach Yeager. Thanks to Coach Pizzo for hanging out and giving us a little bit of time. Looking forward to this season, obviously, the Mocs. Picked to win the Southern Conference this year. Should be a good time. Tickets are on sale right now. If you haven't got yours yet, gomox.com/tickets and get your tickets today. We want to see you at Finley Stadium as this team fights for a Southern Conference title. Make sure you join us again next week. Again, we got a lot of stuff coming out as we lead up to the start of football season, including the home opener for the Mocs. We'll get to that coming up here in a couple of weeks as well. Glad to have you hanging with us, though. Again, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you find us. For our producer, Tate Johnson, I'm Chris Goforth. Thanks for being with us. So long, and go Mocs.
Thanks for listening to Mocs on the Mic. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review. And we'll see you again soon.